I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A new report ranks Pueblo as the 17th worst city in the nation in which to live. Factors in the report include crime, the economy, and education. Bob Schilling serves on the Pueblo City Council. He says he doesn't put much stock in the report's analysis.
I guess if Pueblo is a bad place to live, there'd really be a flood of people leaving. Maybe the best reaction to that article is look at the new companies that have been willing to come in here in the last few years and how they've all expanded.
According to the report, which was issued by New York-based 24/7 Wall Street, Pueblo has the lowest median income as well as the highest violent crime rate of any city in Colorado. Detroit was ranked the overall worst city in the United States to live. No one from 24/7 Wall Street was available to comment for this story. Colorado's continuing economic growth could generate about $1 billion in new state revenue for the fiscal year that begins July 1, 2019. The extra revenue could produce a $148 million tax refund in 2020 under the Constitutional Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. That's according to a quarterly legislative economic forecast. A separate forecast presented to lawmakers yesterday by Governor John Hickenlooper's budget office does not foresee possible tax refunds until 2021. The Taxpayers' Bill of Rights generally requires refunds in years when revenues exceed limits that are determined by inflation and population. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.